Think twice before releasing balloons into the sky. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Karen Jones used to guide tourists, conservationists, and hikers through the Sierra Nevada mountains. She got her start in college, and in part because of her guiding job, as well as a heartfelt love of the wilderness, she developed a deep sense of conservation.
It's so evident how important things like leave no trace when you go out into the backcountry, how important that is. Everything from don't cut the darn switchbacks, stay on the trail, to every little thing that you bring in, you gotta pack out because you want the next people along to be able to enjoy the beauty. And we wear heavy on our earth. And, you know, there's ways to do things where we can leave it the way we found it. And it's not that hard to do. It's sort of just learning what you need to do. But there's no reason why we can't go and enjoy the outdoors and leave it the way we found it.
Sometimes you don't have to be physically present in wilderness areas like the Sierras to make a negative impact.
There's something about the wind currents up there. All those helium balloons that get accidentally released up into the air, a lot of them drop down in this sort of one section of the Sierras, and you find all these little rubber balloon parts back in the backcountry. And so even when you don't think you're leaving a trace, it's there.
Remember that the next time your kids have a birthday party. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.